2 on KFOG, the sweetest thing. Before that, a classic from Led Zeppelin. And what do we know about Jimmy Page's pinky?
Broke his pinky. That's why the show, the Ahmet Ertegun concert, was delayed. And, like, people had been spending $10,000 on
tickets. Yeah, tickets were very pricey.
Right. So it's been postponed to February, I want to say.
And how did he break it? Did we find that out?
Some silly thing, somewhere.
Like he dropped a rock on it or something.
Yeah, I know Robert Plant wasn't too excited about it. I think he...
Maybe Robert Plant broke his pinky.
I don't know. There was a quote from Plant saying he was going to wear an emotional condom during the show. Hmm. But
A stone is responsible for Jimmy Page's broken left pinky finger. He says he was walking in his garden last month, but with the change in light, daylight savings time, he missed a stone and took a spill.
So he tripped and fell on it.
Yeah, he didn't care.
I guess they did the time change sooner there.
Hmm, I guess so.
Yeah. All right, now we know.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back here at Earth, third row Ben Harper tickets on the pop quiz at 9 this morning, and then Friday we got our front row tickets on the pop quiz at 9. The assignment should be in progress because you need to work on this. The writers are on strike. TV writers are on strike. All the late night talk shows are in reruns. We're missing our opening monologues with the jokes that refer to current events. So you are writing 30 second or less, probably right around 30 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Not too much less than that, and definitely not more than that. Jay Leno-ish, Conan O'Brien-ish monologue, some silly kind of semi-dumb jokes that work in current events.
Will we have a rim shot available?
We're working on that right now.
Okay.
But so that's your assignment, and again, that's Friday for front row Ben Harper tickets. About an hour from now, it will be third row on the pop quiz at 9. Right now, 8:03 at KFOG News Time. Here's Peter.
Oh, okay. Just a second.
Isn't it?
Yeah, well, no, I can do it. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
It's time.
Four more years of KFOG News Time is 8:06.
That was the...
I'll see you there.
KFOG's Live from the Archives, Volume 14. On sale now at Bay Area Pete's Coffee and Tea locations. Featuring exclusive live music from John Butler Trio.
Whoa. I think I just changed my mind.
Oh, man.
You know, that's off Live from the Archives, Volume 14, the John Butler Trio, recorded at KFOG Kaboom 2005, and the tune called Funky Tonight. I was been going with the Angelique Kidjo Salala tune because it's a sentimental favorite because it was done here on the morning show's favorite cut, but I think I might have just changed my mind.
It's such a good track, that John Butler track.
Yeah.
And you could hear the whole crowd roaring, and the way that woo-woo sounds like they're... It's like a train coming. FYI, those guys are coming back December 2nd. They're going to be playing at the Warfield. And if that track is any, just gives you a glimpse
indicator
of how phenomenal they are live. If you didn't catch them at Kaboom, you should catch them when they come to the Warfield.
A lot of good. The Oza Motley, I love the way it starts out. But
From Live from the Archives?
Yeah. I mean, in its totality, you know, it's almost like you hate to interrupt the flow, but there are a few that are standing out for me these days.
Cut by cut, pretty, and the Fogheads agree this is not just a wow, aren't we special?
No, right.
Getting a ton of emails from totally approving Fogheads on the new one, Live from the Archives 14. This is from Patty and Jerry, who says, just got back from Pete's Coffee and Tea location, purchased a couple in the store. In all the years of ordering online and picking them up in person, this was the smoothest ever.
Oh.
Thank you all once again for a great cause and a great archives. Number 14 is very strong. We have every one of them. And treasure all the songs. We were able to attend many of the live performances. It's just like being there. And again, thank you for using Pete's Coffee this year. Very pleasant.
Yeah, that was a good move. Very good move. You can still get them at Pete's Coffee and Tea locations, but
also online at kfog.com.
Yeah.
For Live from the Archives 14. Again, the money goes to Bay Area food banks. And Fogheads, open it up to you. If you have a favorite cut, we can discuss.
Yes.
We certainly won't argue with you, but 1-800-300-KFOG if you'd like to chat about the new one. And we'll play some Tom Petty, World Class Rock at 8:17 on KFOG. American Girl from Tom Petty off the debut disc, World Class Rock at 20 after 8 on KFOG. And this is about Live from the Archives 14. Go ahead.
I just want to do a comment on the Oza Motley. So it was awesome.
We had Oza Motley in this room, which is way smaller than the conference room doing that. They were loud, but they were great.
Yeah.
Again, Live from the Archives 14 on sale now at Pete's Coffee and Tea locations around the Bay Area and online at KFOG.com. And the money goes to Bay Area food banks. And thanks for supporting the cause.